You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Zolkowski. A new exhibit at the Point of Contact Gallery in Syracuse is taking an intimate look at Central New York breast cancer survivors' personal stories. For project director Tula Goenka, the work is deeply personal. Goenka is a breast cancer survivor herself. She was diagnosed back in 2006. Goenka says she's lucky to now be cancer-free, but treatment had both physical and psychological effects.
When you're diagnosed with breast cancer, apart from going through the treatment, your sense of femininity, womanhood, are all sort of in play. And so, you know, the same thing happened with me. After being diagnosed, I started questioning who I was. What does it mean to be a woman? What does it do to my sense of femininity, etc.?
In 2010, Goenka started the Look Now project, which included portraits of herself and two others. With the help of photographer Cindy Bell, Goenka relaunched the project this October with portraits of 44 participants.
And what we're really doing is contrasting the public persona of someone with their private battle scars. And that was my original intention with the project, and we have stayed true to that.
The exhibit takes on breast cancer awareness in a way that is different from familiar campaigns like Pink Ribbons and Save the Tatas.
You know, some people leave there devastated, but that is the truth of breast cancer. It's not all pink bows and races and happiness. I think that's all a part of it. The Look Now exhibition is really to reclaim those sites and to reclaim the color pink and to, you know, and to show a different side of breast cancer awareness.
And that sharing of the different side of breast cancer awareness often includes the disease's most dismal truths.
Many people do not survive. In fact, we have somebody in the show who was diagnosed with a recurrence 1 week after she had participated, and she passed away within 6 weeks. She was a young person in her late 30s, and it was fatal. So we are really advocating for a cure, but, you know, really honoring people who get diagnosed.
So in addition to the portraits, breast cancer survivors spoke at the exhibit's opening reception. In a room of about 250 people, participants shared their stories with the public.
And if you can imagine, that's a very vulnerable space to be in. You know, you're surrounded by strangers. There's a beautiful portrait of you on the wall. And then there's a very vivid close-up of your bare chest with all your scars. And you've made yourself really very vulnerable. And then to have that courage and that bravery to speak up was the most touching thing for me.
Goenka's involvement with cancer awareness isn't ending with Look Now. Next, she plans to take a deeper look at the rise in cancer diagnoses.
And we really need to think about why people are getting more cancer. Is it because there's more diagnosis? Or is it something in our environment, in our food? You know, it's a complicated situation.
Look Now, Facing Breast Cancer is on view at the Point of Contact Gallery until the end of October. The gallery is open from noon to 5 p.m. each weekday and is free to the public. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, WAER.org.